time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 78. Tonight, clear with a low of 52. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. As an encouragement to young people in the county to pursue careers in the education profession, the Wayne County Retired Teachers Association will award one $500 scholarship for the 2019-2020 school year. The scholarship is available to a graduate of a Wayne County high school that has declared a major in education and has accumulated at least 80 semester hours toward that degree at an accredited college or university. Candidates must also have a 2.8 college GPA or better. Qualifications for the scholarship, along with other application information, are available on the application form. They may be mailed to Michael Simpson at 304 Whiteside Lane in Fairfield or emailed to mandmsimp46@gmail.com. Applications are available from the Scholarship Committee Chairman of the WCRTA. Recipients will be invited to attend the organization's August meeting where the scholarship will be awarded. Applications must be postmarked or emailed by this Saturday. More news next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare Grayville Clinic is now open. The Grayville Clinic will be offering the same level of excellence that other Horizon Healthcare clinics strive to provide. Services provided include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, minor foot care procedures, minor laceration suturing, routine women's health exams, DOT testing, outpatient lab work, and more. The clinic is located at 319 West Commerce Street in Grayville, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call 842-4617 to schedule an appointment. Walk-ins welcome. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
Start summer break off right by stopping by Dairy Queen in Fairfield for a delicious treat. Summer berry or Oreo brownie confections are the perfect treat for a hot summer day. If your favorite DQ treat is a blizzard, try one of the summer flavors available for a limited time, including cotton candy or the caramel cannonball. Now at DQ, try the dessert dream cake shakes. DQ classic milkshake blended with pieces of cake. Stop by 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
In other news, 35-year-old Sims resident Dustin C. Creighton was arrested Saturday night by Wayne County deputies on a charge of criminal damage to property $300 or less. According to police reports, at approximately 10:09, deputies spoke with a complainant at the Sheriff's Department regarding an alleged domestic battery and criminal damage incident. The complainant stated that Creighton had looked through her phone and found that she had contacted her ex-husband. She alleged that he then slapped her face, shoved her head against a wall, and threw her cell phone in the yard. Deputies then went to Creighton's residence and spoke with him, and he reportedly admitted to throwing the phone, but he said he never touched the complainant. He was then arrested, transported to the Wayne County Jail, and released after posting $170 bond. The phone was later located and returned to the complainant. 34-year-old Hodgenville, Kentucky resident Seth L. Long was arrested by Illinois State Police Saturday afternoon on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. Long was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held pending the posting of $320 bond. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Acting Captain Lance Hinkle has announced the district's activity and enforcement figures for the month of May. Troopers recorded 1,429 incidents in the district, which includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. Enforcement activity consisted of 660 citations and 965 written warnings, including 334 speeding citations, 4 DUIs, 109 occupant restraint citations, 12 criminal arrests, and 260 written warnings for speeding. Moreover, troopers issued 472 citations and 367 written warnings for the fatal four violations of DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers also assisted 73 motorists, conducted 161 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 26 traffic crashes. There was one fatal traffic crash investigated in the district in May, which resulted in one fatality. A plan to legalize recreational marijuana in Illinois will also allow those with low-level marijuana convictions to have their records expunged. Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he will sign the proposal that will make Illinois the 11th state, along with the District of Columbia, to permit recreational marijuana use. State Senator Heather Steens, a Chicago Democrat, reportedly said there are as many as 770,000 records on file in Illinois to be expunged. People who were convicted for possession of under 30 grams of marijuana will be identified by state police and their records referred for a pardon and expungement. Those with conviction of 30 to 500 grams can seek petitions themselves. Once signed, the law would go into effect next year. Former Wayne County resident Tim Tetrick won the second $50,000 Pepsi North America Cup harness racing elimination on Saturday to earn his 11,000th career victory. The 37-year-old Tetrick was born in Flora, and he won the weekend race at Woodbine with the race's odds-on favorite Working on a Mystery. In a post-race interview, Tetrick said he wanted to dedicate the win to his father.
Well, first, I want to say this win for my father. I hope he's doing good and watching back home. But, you know, I come a long way from a small town in southern Illinois. You know, I've been very fortunate, and like you said, hopefully this is my last milestone.
Tetrick's first win came at Paris, Illinois, and he set a record for both total wins in a year and earnings in 2007. In that year, per ESPN, he won 1,183 times in 4,714 drives and earned $18,272,937. The Wayne County Humane Society's facility on Southeast 4th Street is full, according to manager Mandy Bradham.
Well, we get full certain times of the year. This year, we've had more kittens come in, a lot of stray dogs, animals that aren't being reclaimed by owners. Just happens every once in a while, comes in spurts.
To deal with the capacity issue, Bradham says the Humane Society is offering cat adoptions free, but they are charging a microchip fee of $20. In addition, all dog adoptions are $25 off the total fee amount. She also says there are other ways that area residents can help the Humane Society.
Right now, because we are at capacity on cats and dogs, donations of cat food, cat litter, dog food, donations of time to come in and walk the dogs or to play with the cats. Because we have so many, we can't give them the one-on-one attention that every animal there deserves. Anybody that comes in and asks to walk a dog or play with the cats, we accept that. That is one of the best donations of time that we could actually receive.
The Wayne County Humane Society is also enrolled in the Cats Pride Litter Donation Program. Information and the link are on the WCHS Facebook page. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow evening with a very light agenda. After both May meetings were filled with discussions on city appointments, the Atkinson Forest Project, and flooding issues, tomorrow's meeting has only three items on the agenda. Aldermen will once again discuss a policy regarding non-city employees riding in city vehicles, and a vote to approve a policy is possible. A committee of Alderman Jim Griffith, Tyler Lampley, and Brett Cole worked on the policy. Most council members appeared on board early in May with allowing non-employees to ride during public functions. In other business, the council will discuss a pair of ordinances. One would impose a tax on people in the business of renting, leasing, or letting rooms. The other deals with an amendment to an existing ordinance relating to the specifications of water lines. The Fairfield Founders Festival is scheduled to take place on Saturday, June 29th, on Main Street between South 4th and 1st. The event will run from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., and it will celebrate the bicentennial of the city of Fairfield. The celebration will feature an open outdoor market with various vendors from around the area, as well as entertainment in the form of a train ride, activities and games, and stage entertainment. The new mural stretching across Freedom Park is also expected to be completed, and the day will feature a self-guided walking tour that includes the history of various buildings and businesses in the downtown area. The Founders Festival is sponsored by Y Fairfield, in collaboration with many partner organizations and volunteers. Y Fairfield is a community development nonprofit organization serving the greater Fairfield area. Y Fairfield is still accepting vendors for the event, and the fee is $50 for nonprofits, $75 for crafts and businesses, and $100 for food. Anyone interested in being a vendor can email Lou Carl at outlook.com. The Fairfield Lions Club is sponsoring a free hearing screening today for persons 18 and older and those 10 to 17 with written parental consent. The screening will take place until 1 p.m. at the southwest corner of the Wayne County Courthouse. David Savage, hearing chairman of the Fairfield Lions Club, says the screening will take just a few minutes, and those who fail it will be referred to hearing professionals for further evaluation and treatment. Savage said 2 years ago, the Fairfield Lions Club had the highest attended hearing screening in the state, and he hopes people take advantage of the opportunity today. Anyone seeking more information about the screening should call 516-1229. The Illinois Department of Revenue is launching an online portal to better serve local governments. Kim Howard reports.
My Local Tax will let municipalities access financial information online in a central location. Revenue Director David Harris says it will also improve communication and streamline services.
The objective, obviously, is to get the dollars into the proper accounts in a timely manner, which I think we do now, but this is going to be able to allow you to go online and look and see and make sure those dollars are there when they were supposed to be there.
More information about My Local Tax is available at tax.illinois.gov. The department will also be hosting workshops on the new portal around the state. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Despite the flooding around Illinois, the state still has tracking to do regarding the pest population, according to State Pest Survey Coordinator Kelly Estes.
So we have several different surveys going on in the right now. We, of course, have our field crop surveys, and we'll be doing our statewide area survey where we cover counties from north to south and east to west, and that's where we get a lot of our base information on insect populations here in July that will carry forward through the winter to help give us an idea of what we have going into the 2020 growing season. But on a day-to-day basis, we're working with cooperators around the state doing corn and soybean surveys for potential invasives or new insect pests coming to Illinois, either from around the world or even from other states, things like new stink bugs coming up from the south or anything that may be coming from the west, like the soybean gall midge. We'll be surveying for that this summer. And then we take a 180, and we're working with a lot of our orchard growers around the state doing some survey work with them as well.
Estes provides regular information through the Illinois Pest Management Bulletin and also the University of Illinois Home, Yard, and Garden News. She also provides information for the University of Illinois Extension for the Illinois Fruit and Vegetable News. That's the news. Area deaths next.
The diagnosis of cancer can be a sudden and fearful step into the unknown. The doctors and team at SSM Health Cancer Care in Mount Vernon want to assure you this is news you don't have to face alone. They're committed to pinpointing your cancer and then helping you overcome it, with the expertise and technology to develop a treatment plan just for you. To learn more, visit ssmhealth.com/cancerillinois.
At Holiday World and Splash and Safari, we understand that with swim practice, swim meets, cheerleading camp, football two-a-days, watching your book club movie, dance rehearsals, dance recital, baseball, basketball, summer camp, soccer camp, cooking camp, you might just need a break from your summer break. So check out our world-class rides and slides for the whole family. But check out our website first for the best savings. Only at HolidayWorld.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 73. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,127, up 143. The NASDAQ is at 7,858, up 116. July crude oil is at $53.83, and is down 16 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. New family nurse practitioner Danielle Baker will provide the knowledge and attention to guarantee you get the care you need when and where you need it. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturday for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 56-year-old Fairfield resident Jimmy Wayne Estep died at 2:47 this morning at Aperion Care in Fairfield. He had worked in the oil field. Jimmy Estep is survived by his wife, Kimberly, of Fairfield, Father Jim Estep of Fairfield, sisters Joellen Estep of Fairfield and Linda Gosnell of Jeff, and brothers Richard Estep of Fairfield, Bill Estep of Cisney, and Jamie Guffey of Casey. Jimmy Estep will be buried in Victory Cemetery. There will be no formal services. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 55-year-old Wentzville, Missouri resident Carol D. Wood, formerly of Wayne City, died on Saturday in Wentzville, Missouri. Carol Wood is survived by his parents, Verdon and Glenda Wood, wife Mary, children Megan and Dalton Wood of Wentzville, sister Lisa Rains of Blueford, and his grandmother. A visitation for Carol Wood will be held on Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Pittman Funeral Home in Wentzville. A second visitation will be held on Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Archie Sanders Memorial Chapel at Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City. Funeral services will begin at 1 p.m. at the chapel, and interment will follow. Memorials may be made to Brain Cancer Research or Wentzville Police Department Blue Line Family in care of Pittman Funeral Home. Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Partly cloudy skies and a high of 78. We'll have clear skies tonight. We're expecting a low of 52. And then partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 80. Now look for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Scattered showers are possible on Wednesday with a high of 72 and low of 55. It'll be partly cloudy on Thursday with a high of 72 and low of 50, and mostly cloudy on Friday. Friday's high will be around 78 with an overnight low of 60.